So, I mean, how many times you walk down here is all you walk down the streets of your city and see men in fedoras wearing hats everywhere they go. When you walk into church, are all the men, they've all got their stovepipe hats on like Abraham Lincoln. They've got to take them off. See, this just doesn't even speak to today. And I think it had a thing then. Men would wear coverings on their heads and they'd take them off when they would pray or prophesy. Because it was perceived as dishonoring your head. But the head of every man is Christ. You know, I honestly, as I'm reading this, I'm like, I don't even get it. I don't. In a sense, because it's like, okay, I got a hat on, I'm praying. Let's say I'm alone. As my hat, you know, I guess I don't really have a conscience for it. Here's the thing. You know what I mean? It's like, it only works in a society where you have these traditions. You got to have some sort of conscience of it. You know, like where it means something to you. I could pray with a hat, without a hat. You know, it really wouldn't mean, I wouldn't think of it. I wouldn't be like, oh, my hat, better remove it. Now, because I've been instructed in things like in, you know, with the scouts and so on and so forth, that like, you know, if I had a hat on and a flag thing, I would feel like I have to take it off. Right? But I see lots of people don't do that. I go to sporting events or go to and I'll see people and they don't take their hats off when the national anthem is played. Even though it's supposed to be something you're supposed to do. Religiously, these customs have kind of gone by the wayside because we don't wear coverings on our heads. Now, women that prayeth or prophesy with her head uncovered, she dishonors her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaven. As if she were shaven. The word covered is veiled. Akatakalypto. Calypto is like calypsis, apocalypse. It's the same word we get from apocalypse, to unveil. That's what apocalypse means. Reveal, reveal. You know, to unveil. But, so, women these days do not wear. Like, you look back in the pioneer times, they wore their little bonnets and they had hats. And hats have really kind of fallen out of fashion. It's like, I don't see a lot of women wearing hats either, ever. And he's saying, oh man, if she didn't have a covering on her head, she might as well be shaved. If she were to unveil herself. You know, Islamic countries. You know, here's the thing, is that in Christ we have a certain liberty. That's implied in this as well, because he says, look, if any man seem to be contentious, if you want to fight about it, we don't have any such custom. It's not coming, it's not a church custom. It was a tradition of their time. That's the way I look at it. It was a tradition of their time. People wore veils, women wore veils, men wore headdresses. The men had to take them off, the women left them on. It would have been a social sort of taboo for her to take it off. And see, now since they had such liberty in Christ, there was this sort of temptation, like, why not just throw off all restraint? I mean, what's the point of the veil? It's just some silly man tradition, right? And so the women maybe thought, well, why not just, do our women even have to be covered anymore? And he's saying, if she were to do that, it would be like, she might as well get shaved. And if she really wants to show how she doesn't have to do anything, just shave your head. I mean, you know, that's what he said. Shave, then. Because you know why? Because later on he says, the woman's hair is like a covering, too. That's the covering a lot of... And some churches read this and they say, oh, the women can never cut their hair. And it's like, Paul, this... You know, they want to... Again, they want to bring people into bondage of all kinds of laws and regulations. If we have liberty on what kind of food to eat, if we have liberty to eat something sacrificed to an idol, we certainly have liberty to grow our hair any length we want. I'm telling you, in Christ, you have the liberty to grow your hair any length or shave off all your hair. You have the liberty to do that nonsense. Now, not as a demonstration of, but not in the sense of like to demonstrate I am throwing off all restraint of my husband. You know, or as a demonstration, and also the question is, what does it demonstrate? Like these days, if a woman has kind of short hair, right, not super butch, but short, you know, like something shoulder length, or you know, just chin length even. If it's a womanly haircut, no one thinks anything of it. Back in those days, the Greek civilization that Paul was speaking to, the women were held in a very seclusive kind of, they were not allowed to be part of the society. At least I know, certainly in ancient Greece, and this is ancient, I know, but I mean, I know a little bit about the Greek civilization. I know that there was some, I probably should study up on it more, but I don't want to make it about Greek times and our times. I'm telling you, it was different. And they certainly did not have rights the way women have rights today. And that, not that that should be our determining factor either, what the rights are. I mean, my wife has the right to go tell me to go stick one up my nose, you know, according to the Constitution of this country. But according to Christ, I'm her head. She has to honor me. And I have to honor Christ. I have a greater burden on me. That's the thing. It's like, well, the women have to be subject to a man. Well, the man's got to be subject to a man, too. Well, why can't the woman can't answer directly to Christ? Well, if she wasn't married, that's where she'd have to answer. Like Paul said, you know, women who are widows indeed, they serve Christ, you know, and so on and so forth. And they do answer to Christ. But they have to know on earth they are under something. It's just the order in which God has created. There's a lot of things, it's like, I'm not going to try to explain it logically to you or why it's best. It's because that is the way God says it is. My family, my home is happy. That's all I can say about it. My wife always sees the wisdom in it because it helps her in a lot of things. To have a head. Helps me to have a head. To someone over me. Someone I can look to and say, oh, this is in your hands. You know, I can't, you know, or you know, someone to say, whatever, someone to look to. As the one who's really got the mastery over it. Or at least supposed to, right? I know the Lord does. My wife looks to me and I look to him. As far as, you know, she looks to him too. But what I mean is like, I'm her immediate Lord. I mean, the nearest in the sense of,